This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
All right, Shime Time, here we go. 3, 2, 1.
It's time now for the BetQL Boston Podcast. Let's run the slate with your host, Mike Mutnanski.
Got to be honest, Shime, I don't really want to bet Thursday Night Football. I know what I'm supposed to say on a betting podcast, but I'm sick of the Broncos. I'm sick of the Colts. This game is ugly. And I'm not excited to bet it or watch it. Good morning, buddy. How are you?
Good morning, Michael. I'm wonderful. I am in a very similar boat, which is why I've tried to look for prop angles to attack here. And I'm still having a hard time with that. So, it's not necessarily a game I'm going to invest much money in at all.
Okay, here's the issue we have for tonight's game. We'll hit on Thursday Night Football. We'll hit on Patriots line and where that is today on this Thursday now with the potential of Mac Jones playing, at least out there for some people who are betting on this game. And we'll be on our way and get focused on Week 5 in the NFL. We know now Jonathan Taylor will not play, starting back for the Colts. We thought was going to be Nyheim Hines, like the go-to guy. And now it looks like it's Hines and Phillip Lindsay, who's been activated to the active roster. On the Broncos side, Javonte Williams is burying best ball teams and fantasy teams. He's out for the year with his ACL.
Yep.
We wish him the best, but a lot of people invested a lot in Javonte Williams this year, having a breakout year. He is now done. Melvin Gordon, you thought might be activated as the go-to guy, but he has fumbled 4 times in 4 weeks. And Mike Boone, who is an unbelievable, like a tremendous preseason NFL player, and has great numbers in the preseason, he is now in the mix there as well. Both teams want to play slow. Nathaniel Hackett's a moron. Russ Wilson, is Geno Smith better? People are asking the question based on what's happening in Seattle so far this year. So with all that in front of you, the game is ugly. I'm sick of seeing the Broncos in primetime, and I'm hoping you have a prop bet or two for me. I had one that I was interested in. I think we might be on the same page, John. But, yeah, all that laid out to you. On paper, looked like a good Thursday night game, and now I'm not excited for it for all those reasons I just told you.
Yeah, these teams kind of stink. I don't love anything in particular in this game except one prop I do really, really like. And then I'm going to sprinkle on some touchdown scores, I think. And I think I'm going to play a money line in tonight's game.
You say what now?
Yeah, I know. Weird, right? I think my biggest play, well, not my biggest play, but one of my favorite plays is actually going to be the Broncos money line. I think this is a get right game kind of thing for the Broncos. I think the Colts stink. They're so bad. And I think the Broncos are eventually going to figure it out on offense. And this might be the game where you see that start to come to fruition.
Yeah, I don't know. The players are good. Russell Wilson is talented, even though he does ridiculous Subway TikTok commercials. Cortland Sutton's good. Jerry Judy's good. I thought Albert O was good, but he played one snap last week.
Albert O stinks.
He might stink. So they might have good players. Shime, Nathaniel Hackett's a moron. He has proven to be a really bad coach.
Yeah, he's
really bad.
He has not been great. I will.
He's been terrible. Stop. What are you talking about?
He's been straight up bad.
You're betting. You can bet the game. That's fine. You like the. You would get right spot. You're betting on a bad coach.
I know.
I'm sorry. Frank Reich is a better coach than Nathaniel Hackett.
I agree with you. I'm not going to dispute that at all.
Thank you.
But I think that the talent is on this Denver team. No Jonathan Taylor for the Colts makes this, I feel like, very one-sided. Because I think the one side of the ball that's really good in this entire game is that Broncos defense. And Matt Ryan has sucked out loud, so this Broncos defense is going to punish the Colts this year.
Okay, so your lean is on a minus 170 home dog money line bet tonight.
Yep, I'm going to toss that into like a same game parlay.
Oh, okay.
I'll tie that in with I'll probably do it twice. I'll tie the money line in with a anytime touchdown score being Mike Boone. Because I want a Mike Boone rushing prop, but they won't give me one. That's the one guy I loved coming into tonight because I thought he'd be undervalued. They won't give me a Mike Boone rushing prop, so I'll keep my eyes out for that. But here's to hoping. And then I'll also sprinkle a little bit on a Deion Jackson touchdown. Now, you may ask, who the hell is Deion Jackson? Well, he's actually the backup running back. Before they elevated Phillip Lindsay from the practice squad, it would be Deion Jackson. I think he's actually going to get a couple carries tonight. I don't know how many, but I think that he will get involved. And I wouldn't be shocked if he gets the goal line touches being on the active roster prior to Phillip Lindsay. So I actually like Deion Jackson. You get him, and you get him at a better value. Phillip Lindsay's plus 280, Deion Jackson plus 380 headed into tonight.
Yeah, I saw. I can't comment because I didn't know who Deion Jackson was.
Yep.
So I'm not allowed to comment.
That's
on
fine.
That.
I wanted to bet Nyheim Hines reception yards and receptions, but they've just all been bet up. It's 27.5 at minus 130. It's over 3.5 at minus 145. It's just not a ton of value there. I guess if you want to tie that into a same game parlay with a winner or a side or a total, go for it. I like those. The value is just not great. The one prop that I think I'm falling in love with,
okay.
You are going to laugh. But
I'm already laughing. You want to bet Deion Jackson?
Yes.
Trust me, I'm holding in my laughter right
I
now.
Wanna,
no one in the audience knows who Deion Jackson is except for Sean. This is the Deion Jackson podcast. There is no other podcast in America handing out Deion Jackson prop bets for Thursday Night Football. That should be the headline, by the way, for this podcast episode. Shime touting a player you've never heard of.
I have heard of. I know where he went to college.
You do. Where?
Duke. Oh. Thank you very much. So,
all right. So I'm already laughing. So you can keep going with this. That's
so the prop I actually love. You're gonna get it at plus 140 over 1.5 receptions for Ashton Doolin.
Yeah, I mean, I trust me. Your Deion Jackson prop bet is much worse. Ashton Doolin is going to play a
target.
Lot of snaps. Between Pittman, Alec Pierce, and Doolin, I think that's their three wide set.
Yep.
Because I was looking at this morning for DFS stuff, and I don't hate that. Like, his receiving prop, I think, is 12.5 for yards. What's his reception total?
1.5 at plus 140.
Yeah, I don't hate. At least I've heard of the player. Like,
yep.
I don't hate that.
And like,
if you're projecting out where and in your game, so the way you're projecting it out, Shine, the way I'm hearing you talk, you think the Colts are better. You think they're going to win. So if they're winning and the Colts are in chase mode and there's no Jonathan Taylor, that means more pass attempts for Matt Ryan.
Yes.
And that means guys like Doolin, Pierce, and Michael Pittman, who obviously I think has a chance to have a monster game tonight.
Yep.
It's very basic, but he's got a chance to have a monster game. I don't hate that at all.
That team I think is better is the Broncos, by the way. You accidentally said the Colts. Yes.
Sorry, Broncos.
Your overall theory is correct.
Broncos and Colts, same thing.
Yes.
I think
the Broncos are better. The Colts will be chasing. I want to attack passing yards props for the Colts. That's the best way to attack this game, unfortunately. I also liked Alec Pierce, but again, 33.5 yards at minus 140, 2.5 catches at minus 155. Like, yuck. If you're building out a same game parlay, and you can change that Alec Pierce number and get a better value, I like that number up till about 38.5, I think. I like another 5 yards on that. 40 yards to me for Alec Pierce tonight sounds about fair. The last two games, he's had 61 and 80 on 5 targets and then 6 targets. So the guy's going to get targeted a bit in this game, especially because, like I said, I think Indy is going to be playing from behind. They're going to have to throw the football. So that's how I would attack this game tonight.
All right, so I'm going to be real basic and tell you that I want to bet, and confirm this is still plus 105, Shime. I want to bet Russell Wilson over touchdown passes 1.5. Very basic bet, plus 105 I looked at this morning, was trying to build out some stuff. And my thesis here is that without Javonte Williams, because Melvin Gordon has been an absolute fumble machine, in the goal line, there are a better chance for Russell Wilson to throw. I also looked at the DVOA numbers today. The Colts are number 2 against the rush in the NFL. They are 27 against the pass. So you can throw against the Colts secondary. I wanted to go Jerry Jeudy and Courtland Sutton overs. To your point, those have been bet off the board. I wanted to go over 50.5 receiving yards for Jerry Jeudy. That's minus 135. It's just not tasty enough. So primetime game. In your thesis, Nathaniel Hackett, if he's trying to prove to everybody he's not stupid, he'll get out of the way and give the ball to Russell Wilson. The only bet I'm going to have to – well, I'm going to have two. Russell Wilson over 1.5 touchdown passes, plus 105. And I do like that. Well, the odds aren't good enough. This is all I'm taking. Russell Wilson over 1.5 touchdown passes is my play tonight.
Okay.
That's my idea. Russell Wilson right on national TV. Bad Subway commercial. Now he throws a couple TDs. Whatever sub commercial that was, I don't even know.
Oh, yeah, I think it was Subway. I think you have it right.
It was weird. Go. If you haven't seen it yet, folks, Google it. It's creepy.
The other thing I think you can do here is that Thursday night.
Not bet it. It's just not watch the game, watch a movie with your wife, or watch a reality TV show and be like, honey, I didn't watch football on Thursday. Yes. I wouldn't mind if you did that, too.
I think that's a very plausible idea. I think the other thing, too, is if you're a degenerate like me, is you look at this game and it's like if Thursday night games are just generally weird, right? They're generally funky. It's the short
low-scoring shit games, what they are. So
a lot of the time. But
the first half under, too, also stands out.
They're also generally one-sided. And so the other play I will make tonight, I have my Broncos minus 9.5 on an alternate spread, so to win by 10 or more, and Mike Boone touchdown is 6-1. I will have a little sprinkle on that in the same game parlay.
Folks, we want to rewind the show for a second. You can go keep it in the back 30-second button. Shime started the show by saying he didn't really like this game, and he just gave you literally I think there's 8 bets there, Shime. I think you need to let people know which ones are on the record, which ones are just same game parlay bets, because I couldn't keep track. You just gave out so many different bets that you want to play. So what are the official on the record, Mr. Thursday Night Shime Time Prime Time bets for this game? Props, sides, totals, go.
The actual bets here.
Yes, the actual bets. You gave out 10. So what are the actual bets?
I know. Denver moneyline, Ashton Doolin over 1.5 receptions, and a same game, or actually Mike Boone anytime touchdown. Those are my 3 picks right there. Mark them.
Okay. And so the other stuff that you talked about, you will use the same game parlays.
Yep. Just dabble on pieces and build something I like.
I'm on the record as over 1.5 touchdown passes Russell Wilson at plus 105. And is it 20? Is what's the first half total, Shime? I said 21.5 a couple times, Shime. It is now 20.5 is the first half total. The under is minus 115. I don't hate it, but I can't. I'm not going to officially give that out. Give me 2 touchdown passes, Russell Wilson. Easy peasy, lemon squeezy. I learned yesterday, sometimes take what's in front of you, Shime. Those who were not listening last night to the final Red Sox pregame show of the year, we were 37-37. On our Red Sox prop bets we gave out.
You made it to 500.
No. Going into yesterday, Sean. 37-37. And you know what we said? The Red Sox have Nick Pivetta on the mound. The Rays are trying to lose. I love prop bets. Well, let's make it simple, folks. Give me the Red Sox minus 1.5 on the run line, plus 150 yesterday, Shime. So we capped off 38-37 for the year. Our last two winners were plus 145 and plus 150.
Look at that, Mutt. Way to finish on top, baby.
So one basic, simple bet tonight. Give me the weirdo who might not be as good as Geno Smith, Russell Wilson. Two touchdown passes tonight against the Colts.
So you gave out a single bet for the Red Sox game every game for, what is that, 75
either a prop,
games?
Either a prop, side, or total.
Nice.
For the entire season. We tried to make it where it was no worse than minus 105. For any of the juice you gave. So we certainly, we were looking back at some of the numbers. We definitely finished up for the year because
awesome.
We weren't giving out minus 170, minus 180. I sure do love, Chris, this cool sports betting thing people do on social media where they give out 2 or 3 picks and literally they're like minus 200 odds on a couple of these. And
so
then they circle back to it. And they give themselves like a green check mark later. Boy, that's the content I'm there for. Awesome. Thanks for telling us that you went 2 for 3 on things that were minus 200. 2 and 300.
We have not given
Congrats to you, sports betting content provider. You've done. You got 7 likes. You nailed it. Congratulations.
So stupid. That money line, Denver Broncos money line tonight at minus 170 is the worst odds we've given out for a single pick or prop all season in the NFL. And I am 36-17 on props. So that's just sad.
Unfortunately, it's the industry. Whether it's the people who are telling you to call their 1-800 number because they've gone undefeated the entire year. Like I said, that's been going on forever, by the way. I love that he's wildly entertaining. But like, you know, Stu Feiner was doing that 30 years ago. They used to have the sports advisors. Sports advisors.
Or whatever it was.
And it was the best. I'd watch it every weekend. It'd be on like channel 56 or channel 38. You're too young, but people out there listening that are a little bit older, like our buddy Scotty from New Balance, who will tweet after the show. I'm sure he used to watch it. But this is the new version of it now. It's like you still have the scamdy cappers who are undefeated for the year, calling it their best bet, blah, blah, blah. But now the social media thing is even worse. It's kind of predatory in some ways because people think they're getting good bets, but they're really not. It just rant over. We finished up for the year in Red Sox baseball, and so I'm going to stick to the basics here. Russell Wilson will throw two touchdown passes tonight. What's his? I mean, look, I'm lazy, Shime, so I'm going to see what's his alternate line. Can I go Russell Wilson over 2.5 touchdown pass if I wanted to? I'm sure I could in the same game parlay.
Oh, you definitely can in the same game parlay.
Don't need your own time. I'm just going over 1.5 TD passes tonight.
There you go.
Russell Wilson. We just talked about a game for 10 minutes we don't like, and you like it more than I do. I'm not even committing to watching this game tonight. To watching this Thursday night football game.
Yeah, I'll watch some of it. I'll be honest with you. I'm going to watch because I'm a degenerate loser who loves football. I will watch some of it. By the way, Russell Wilson, 3+ passing touchdowns, plus 425.
So 3 or more touching to, okay. Maybe, but it's basic. And again, generic, Russ Wilson, 2 touchdown passes, surviving advance.
Timeout. If you like Mutt's pick, just so you know, people out there, if you like Mutt's pick of over 1.5 passing touchdowns for Russell Wilson, you want to put it like in a same game parlay.
I might do that. I might have a $10 bet I got to burn today.
You get an extra $5 if you make it 2+ and go with like the alternate touchdown line.
Really?
Yes. When it's 2+, you get it at +110 instead of 105. So there you go. Little fun fact for you.
Yeah, it's weird. And again, I'm trying to navigate the whole same game parlay thing. I think there are certainly times to play it. There are also times where you're better off just taking the one thing you like in there. And just playing it, I've dealt with this in the handicapping horse racing. Like, I'm gonna bet this pick 3, which is you got 3 winners in a row, and then you hit 2 out of 3. It's like, why didn't I just bet that one horse I really liked? And so I'm admitting to you on the podcast, I'm trying to navigate when and where to play those same game parlays when it's worth it. DK makes it very, very enjoyable is not the word, but. Appetizing is the word I'm looking for because they're refunding a lot of your bets on Thursday night. If you lose, hey, we'll give you $10 back.
And left and right.
I'm a dummy. So I my eyes gravitate towards stuff like that.
I am as well. So actually, it's funny you mentioned that. So I mentioned on a podcast previously that my girlfriend is now a gambler.
Yeah, she's a D-gen. You'll be watching the game with her tonight.
2 weeks ago.
She likes the Colts, by the way. She texted me today. She's big Colts money lines.
Okay, good to know. So 2 weeks ago, we had placed a ton of bets, and she came out on top pretty well. But she said to me, she goes, we played too many parlays today. I didn't like it. We need to cut down on that. More straight bets, and let's keep it simple. And I looked at her and go, you know what? That's a smart gambler. I'm glad you're learning the right way. Let's cut down on the parlays. You're right. I needed that. Thank you. And so there we did. And you know what? It didn't really work out this past week because we had a bad weekend. but we're going to hope it works out going forward. So it's fine.
As for your Patriots, folks, a quick hit on the Patriots. Shime and I continue to look moronic. I'm going to be honest with you on this. I'm burying this last, or hopefully maybe you skip to the end and people don't hear this part because we keep being wrong about this and keep telling you, hey, if you want to bet that, if you want to bet the over, you better bet the Patriots over now. I see it down to 46 now, Shime. And yesterday at one point it was 45.5.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on. I mean, some money did come back in on the under since yesterday, but. Like, I'm confused. Yeah, it's 45.5 right now on DraftKings. I don't know, man. It makes no sense to me, but I'm still on the over. Clearly, Vegas.
So am I. I'm not backing off of this.
No.
I'm pot committed.
Hell,
what
no.
Are we,
yeah.
Well, I'm not missing anything. Like,
no.
Well, here's what happened yesterday. DeAndre Swift did not practice, and the top 5 receivers for the Lions did not practice.
Now, I
assume
that into account,
some of them will play. But I think that factors into people's opinion. Like, they might say, oh, my God, if they're ruled out Thursday or Friday, that number is going to go even lower. So I could see people trying to jump in
that makes
now,
sense.
Potentially.
Well, so, sure, but at the same time, guys have been, like, out of practice on Wednesdays so much this season.
And it's a great point.
It's been league-wide. It seems to be, like, a new thing that's happening in leagues. It's just, guys, if you're even a little bit banged up or a little tired, take Wednesday off. The most important days are Tuesday, which is install day, install day, and then Thursday, Friday. Those are the more important days. So you know what? Take Wednesday off. Tom Brady literally has every Wednesday off this season. I think it's becoming a league-wide thing. So I don't look that too much into that from yesterday. If it happens again today, then I might be a little concerned.
I will tell you, there are some 3.5s back again for the Lions. In fact, on let's double check here. Yeah, FanDuel. You get the Lions at 3.5. So that's gone up half a point just on FanDuel. It's really 3 across the industry. And I do wonder if that's a combination, Chime. Patriots were Lions were 3-point dogs yesterday. Now at least one book 3.5, and sometimes they sort of set the market. FanDuel does with other books and what they'll do. Is that a combination of Mac Jones at least being like in the mix now to play? The fact that it was limited, you and I don't think he's going to play. But people see him at practice and see limited, and okay, maybe Mac goes. That's a better thing for the Patriots. And then the Lions' injuries and seeing all those guys and seeing Tom Kennedy as their only like active, healthy wide receiver for Sunday's game. I'm guessing that's it.
Yeah, I feel like it has to be, but I mean, I wouldn't put too much stock into Mac Jones practicing this week. I wouldn't either.
I also think there's a potential. Like I'm more into the over now than I was. I was listening to some commentary. I forget. It might have been yesterday with Christian in the hour they were talking. He was so Bailey Zappi, that was the first game he suited up for the entire year.
Yep.
And so he had a very limited playbook. And if they like him and they like his arm, they let him throw a lot in training camp and in exhibition games, threw a lot of interceptions. But he has a live arm, threw for 1 million yards in college. And there's at least the potential, again, I don't trust Matt Patricia, that Bailey Zappi with a full week to be the guy might be more of an open playbook. We actually would help the over for us if he's able to do more plays and run more plays on Sunday.
Look, I think there's a reason Bailey Zappi had a much more energetic reaction with Joe Judge and Matt Patricia after scoring that first touchdown in Lambeau. Like, I think there's a reason for that, and I think partly is because, like, he's more or less their guy, right? Like, he's a rookie. He is their guy, whereas neither one of these guys were working with Mac Jones last year. Mac Jones is kind of like the old kid in town, and the old gun in town, and he's like, hey, this is our offense. Probably has more of a just an ego about it, to be completely honest. And whereas I don't think Bailey Zappi does, and he's listening to his coaches, and I think for Matt Patricia, he's just gonna be like, all right, I know exactly what Bailey knows. Up to this point, I know everything Bailey knows because I have been with him the entire way. I know what he can and can't do. Let's sling it a little bit or let's not. And that's kind of, I think he'd be more open to allowing him to do that, because if Bailey Zappi looks good, Matt Patricia, by extension, looks awesome. So I definitely think there's a chance you could see Zappi open it up a little bit.
I think you and I are both still firmly planted on the over, especially at 45.5.
Yep.
I have to admit, I'm glad we don't have to talk about
down.
I'm glad we don't talk about the game line right now. I'm glad I have a day to think about this, Shime, because given the injuries, I am nowhere right now where
do
I'm not picking
pick
this game. You have to talk about picking it you're making your Mud at Night seasonal debut tomorrow.
That's true.
For primetime, Shime Time.
Make sure to tune in to Mud at Night every night for the most part. But
yeah, well
overall,
now it's Red Sox season is over. Mud at Night season begins.
Hell yeah, baby!
Today, also on Twitch for the first hour of the show going forward, because the powers that be like Ken Laird try to keep me off Twitter, but keep me off Twitch, but the people demanded it.
Look at that. I love
Mike,
that.
Mike
Your
K10 and
on
the
Twitch.
Gresh's mustache in Twitch. They pushed hard for it and they got it done. So
good job by them.
Thank you guys. You'll be on the show. So we will do our regular podcast. So we're going to be seeing a lot of each other the next 48 hours.
Yeah, that's fine.
You and I will do we're going to tape our segment for my show to when you get off your show tomorrow. It'll be 8, 9, 10 minutes where you're going to have to pick. I'm going to sort of get out of the way. I'm going to get to not interview Shime, but talk through Shime. His thoughts on the Patriots game. You're going to pick your favorite other game on the board and one prop. It's going to be Patriots, a pick and a prop is the name of the segment. with Chris Schein, who is the station's gambling expert. I don't think there's anyone else who can really gamble on the station based on the way that I listen during the day. So we need Schein to help us out on Mud at Night. And then you and I will do our video at about noontime or so. Hop on Twitch. We'll go live. We do our normal Friday podcast where we don't have to pick the Patriots game, but we do have to talk about it.
Yes. Like
we're at BetQL Boston, we're going to talk about the Patriots game. We'll talk about the over, I'm sure.
Oh, we
you don't have to make it one of your picks. I do get first pick because I got a half a point last week.
You got a point.
Half a point to zero. So I'm allowed to go first tomorrow.
Don't sell yourself short. You got a point and a half last week.
So we have a lot of handicapping to do, and I am nowhere on this line right now. Gun to my head, I would just say I don't know. I would be like, hey, go on the BetQL network and talk about this game. I like the over. I can tell you that.
The other thing I like too, I have referenced this now 2 weeks in a row. It has not failed me, so I will reference it again. Shout out to Hayden Winks of Underdog. He has his eruption zone chart when it comes to running the football each week. This week. Mutt, so the Cleveland Browns, once again, towards the top of that eruption zone. But the next two teams in the eruption zone.
Pats and Lions.
Pats and Lions, baby. So that could be something you see us focus in on over the next couple days.
All right, we ask you one thing and one thing only on this show besides listening. Obviously, subscribe, rate, and review Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and the Odyssey app. We want to download the BetQL app as well. We'll tell you why in the next couple of weeks. Certainly download the BetQL app before we get to Patriots and Bears on Monday Night Football. The Massachusetts Gaming Commission is meeting right now. Hopefully we'll be talking tomorrow on the podcast, Schein, about the launch date for legalized sports betting in the state. But as of right now, they're talking about taxing DFS, which I don't care about. Anything else to the people, Chris Schein, on this primetime Thursday that I'm not that fired up for?
That'll do it for me, Mud. Enjoy Thursday Night Football for those of you who will actually watch tonight.
I might peek in on Amazon. I got the Amazon TV, so it'll be on there, but I'm not committing myself. And I like not Buck and Aikman. I like Herb Street and Michaels, but I'm kind of sick of seeing the Broncos and Nathaniel Hackett
coach.
I get
that.
But it'll be on WEEI tonight at 7:30, so if you're not watching, make sure you're listening tonight. On WEEI. Schein, we'll talk tomorrow, everybody. Thank you.
Sounds good, Mutt. See ya.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.